Podcast update, air horn sound. I guess, I hope it worked or else I'd look like an idiot. If you haven't noticed yet, we have a new logo. More air horn sounds. It's just air horn sounds for podcasts. New logo. We thought it was time to update it because we're not graphic designers.
We are not.
It is not our passion. Right, Catherine?
It is not. It's my fear. It is my weakness. It is my kryptonite.
By Mostly three doors fear. Down. Oh my god. Yes, it is our fear to graphic design. So we realized, oh, we have a friend at graphic designed and he's kind of a genius. And so he came up with this awesome logo that we all love and adore. Applause for Cameron. All right. Yeah. So we have a new logo and also massive update. Prepare yourselves. We are going to get merch. More air horns. Merch, merch, merch. The thing that nobody asked for, but you've all been waiting for it anyway. We are getting mugs, keychains, t-shirts, low-rise jeans.
Are these all promises?
I don't
Is
know.
Is that a promise or a threat?
I have no idea. I have no idea. They are threatening, though. Those are some threatening articles of clothing. But we are definitely getting merch. Don't know when it's coming. We are definitely working on trying to acquire the merch, some logos, some fun logos. We figured, why not?
Mm-hmm.
So be on the lookout for that. We just want to give a quick update. We know we're like a week late, but you know, we're still here.
It wasn't my fault this time.
Was not your fault this time.
Not this time. I even had an alert on my calendar.
So none of our faults. Life happens, but we are still here. Still here. We are working through this like a struggling marriage. So it's just working out so well.
If that ain't the truth.
So just wanted to give everyone a quick update. Before we actually start this episode, I want to shout out India, the UK, and Germany for being some of our top listenership in the past few months. Global. Catherine, we're global.
Hell yeah.
We're global. We're everywhere. We're everywhere and nowhere at the same time.
Who knew that they wanted to hear so much about Smash Mouth over there?
Who knew people actually gave a shit?
Yeah.
Who fucking knew? Yeah. So we love it. We are global. And we do ask you to please follow and leave a 5-star review on Apple iTunes. Because I'm incredibly envious of another person that has a podcast that I know. And they just talk about life and a lot of like self-help shit. And I'm like, it's kind of boring.
That's not our brand.
It's not our brand, dude. We are not to help you. We are here to help ourselves.
We're here to help ourselves and remind you of the successes and trials of the 2000s.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's why we're here. So leave us a 5-star review. Tell us what you love. Tell us what you hate. Tell me you hate me. And that's totally fine. Totally fine.
I would understand it if you hated Jason. Like, mm-hmm. I would get it. I really get it. Like, DM me.
It's one of the reasons Catherine had to leave the state. It's one of the reasons. She just fucking hated me. We are everywhere you listen to podcasts, anywhere you can find podcasts. We're all over the place. And we are global, too. You can find us in the Netherlands. You can find us in Brazil, Argentina, Mexico. You can even find us in upstate New York, a foreign land.
Truly.
Truly a foreign land. So throw out some ideas. Like we've thought of as much as we can. But if you have any ideas, even if it's niche, we definitely would love to hear it. You know, it's crazy. It's so crazy to me we have so many people listen to us.
Yeah.
On a weekly basis. It's kind of insane. I don't even think my fiance likes to listen to us.
Has she?
No, she doesn't. And she's right here next to me, and she still won't listen to us. No, she does not. She's not a fan. She's into murder.
It's cool. So my girlfriend doesn't listen to our podcast either, so.
Dude, no love. No love whatsoever. No love. It's all horse shit. But yeah, hope you guys like the new logo. You should totally wear it on a t-shirt once we get new merch. Yeah. New merch. News, hot news. Not a lot of news, Catherine. It's been kind of quiet. Haven't been paying attention.
At least for 2000s related news.
So here's a funny thing, and I hope you catch this, because if you do, it's pretty great. So after 2 weeks of multiple health screens and asking everyone to quarantine, I surprised my closest inner circle with a trip to a private island where we could pretend things were normal just for a brief moment in time.
I'm lost.
Kim Kardashian turned 40 this week.
Oh.
Yeah. So she tweeted that, and it basically was like humbling.
Can you imagine being rich enough that you can just be like, I'm just going to go pretend that COVID doesn't exist for a weekend on my private island? Can you imagine having money like that?
I got swabbed 3 times and I was like, you know what? I think we should just go down to the Bahamas and just forget about this.
If I could just, that's what I have Animal Crossing for.
Yeah.
To escape and pretend that, you know what? COVID and the United States of America does not exist.
My favorite thing.
My island. But Kim Kardashian's living that shit in real life.
I know. My favorite thing is just like she says normal, and she's on a private island with staff catering to their every needs. And I'm just like, I don't think those people are being paid enough to give a shit and to be there and to risk their health. But Catherine, I think we should grab some of our homies. And we should go to our private island. I think it's time.
Yes.
I think it's time.
Because you know what? Let's just pretend like COVID doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's not real, man. I think we just head down to the Maldives.
Yeah.
And I think we just hang out there and force our friends to be on our podcast like we always do.
Yeah. None of them ever want to be on it.
Yeah, no one ever does. I just kind of like, I know you're not working. You've got nothing better to do at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Hop on the show. Come through with the come through texts. Some new news. A new season of Jersey Shore is out now. Crazy, right?
It is crazy.
These guys are nearing 40.
I'm almost done with season 5 of Jersey Shore.
Season 5, holy shit.
I'm almost
done. That wasn't the last one. I think the last season was 6.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think season 5, they went back.
Back to Jersey.
They went back to Jersey. It's such a fucking mess. So yep. Bad. We'll definitely talk about that
Benny
later.
Benny and his depression arc.
Dude, it's no fucking bullshit. Yeah. So new season is out. And they actually filmed during quarantine, like at the height of quarantine, which is insane to me. So it's just...
Wait, but did they quarantine? Was it like one of those situations where they were in a bubble? Because I would love to see them all locked in a house together. Like, imagine what would happen if they just couldn't go to a club and they were just locked in the house together.
Oh my god, you can't go to Karma? It's like, yeah. It sucks.
I think they'd kill each other.
I think that's what 5 seasons kind of does to you. That's already a bubble, you know? Like, you have to be with these people because you're getting paid, but you still like each other in some way. But it's like, yeah, it's... I don't know what else I can say, but I am going to watch it because I'm a piece of trash.
Yeah, it's true.
But yeah, we'll definitely be talking more Jersey Shore because we are doing a part 2 soon because Catherine's surprisingly been watching it. I was like, holy shit, we have to do part 2. We have to go back to Jersey.
It's to be fair, I'm also watching Love Island, but that's very slow going because it's so long. It's so long.
It is a long, long show. I've been told multiple times to watch Love Island UK.
That's the one I'm watching now.
I promise I will watch. I will watch. What is annoying Catherine this week?
What is annoying me? I don't even know. I'm trying to be more positive. So I'm less depressed all the time.
I don't believe you.
It's true.
I don't believe you.
What's annoying me? Spider mites.
Spider mites?
Are you familiar?
What is that?
It's a type of mite. It is a like plant pest. And I had an infestation in my house with my houseplants, and it was trying to take out all my houseplants, and I had to individually spray every single one of my plants the other day, which took forever.
Are you the reason why there's so many insects in your apartment?
No, no. Okay. Spider mites only affect plants, and they're so small you can't see them. Like, it's like you see the plant dying before you realize it has mites. They're that's like really tiny, tiny, tiny little white dots. And like anything that's going to kill my plants isn't going to bother people. They don't care about people. They care about eating. Like, they're just little tiny bugs that get onto the plants and like suck the sap out of it until the plant dies.
You learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm. I actually have a bunch of sticky traps for the other bugs around the house that I brought here from work. It actually did manage to trap a cockroach.
Honestly, that's a victory right there. Mm-hmm. That TikTok you sent me a while ago, the Lance Bass one. The Lance Bass TikTok where she shoved a picture of Lance Bass in her bra.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
yeah. Please insert that audio in here because it's one of my favorite TikToks. Like,
okay.
It's just really funny. I'm just like, it is a very specific action that you would do as a preteen.
So I just shared something with my husband, which I've never told him before because it just never came up. You know that trend where everyone's like, this is my childhood crush and this is who I'm married to now. So we're talking about it and I'm like, yeah, my childhood crush was Lance Bass. I used to keep a laminated photo of him in my bra. And as I'm saying it, I'm like, that's fine. That's normal. And my husband was like, what? And I was like, yeah, well, it was laminated so that, like, I could take it out and wipe it. And he was like, don't ever tell anyone. And I was like, it's not weird. And he was like, it's so weird. And I never thought it was weird that it had a laminated photo of Lance Bass in my first from high school.
And I wanted to start a segment of what did you shove down your bra of
all
today?
People, I love that of all people, it was Lance Bass.
Lance Bass.
You know what I mean.
Lance Bass, the GOAT. We should get him on this show.
How do you plan on doing that?
I don't know, but he also has a podcast, so we have common ground.
So we DM him and say, let's collab.
Yo, you down?
You like down? We're using YouTube in the 2000s.
Lance, let's fucking collab, bro. I don't have a segue. I don't have a segue.
So let's just talk about the 2000s then. Ayo!
Very good.
Thank you.
That's a good one. Calculated. All big brain. Big brain. Oh, have you ever looked at your car back in 2003 and thought, what a piece of shit. I wish there was something out there or someone that could help fix my car. Dare I say, pimp it out. Well, if you did, in 2004, your wish came true with Pimp My Ride. Catherine, do you have any recollection of this show?
Very, very little. It's been a while.
Would you ever have your car pimped?
No.
Even though you do have a nice car.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy with my car. So, and it's not like wildly fancy or anything. I feel like nowadays I'm one of the only people who doesn't have a screen in their car, you know.
Just to preface, Catherine drives a Lotus. I just want to put that out there. She's that uh-huh. that super bougie.
That's
she's that bougie.
Me. I definitely drive a Lotus.
Surprise, you actually do. Like, whoa, holy shit.
How do you know? How do you know I just bought a Lotus?
What salary? What the fuck?
Not enough. I'm going to tell you right now, I do not make enough. I don't make enough to buy a car, period. I make enough to pay rent.
Perfect. So I remember this show was being relatively enjoyable. Like, this was a pretty fun show to watch because it was, you know how like reality shows are like super scripted mm-hmm. and they stay to the script? This one like acknowledged the script and just kind of laughed at it sometimes because they knew how stupid this shit was and how ridiculous what they were doing was.
We love a self-aware queen.
Their exhibit was like the king of being self-aware of what he was doing. And it was just like, oh, let's do this. And he would just turn to the camera like, this is stupid. It's like, what are we doing? And so like there was like a funny intro where he would just like every episode would open with him walking up to the car, to the person unknowingly, quote unquote, unbeknownst to them that he's there. They're like, whoa, exhibit's here. I had no idea you were coming. And they're already mic'd up and shit. Like, of course. Of course. And so he just comes to your car and he just shits in your car. He just like laughs at your car. And he's like, what kind of, who the fuck is driving this shit? And
that's actually why he signed up for the show.
So basically.
So he could shit on people's cars to their face.
I mean, honestly, yeah. He said he signed up because he like, he didn't think it was going to be big. He just thought like, oh, we're just going to have a show for a little bit. He wanted MTV to play his music videos. And he was like, if I do this, they'll play my music videos. So that's the only reason he did it.
I love that.
And he was just like, you only see me in the beginning and in the end. And after that, I have no say in whatsoever. And so basically, he always had to carry the burden of being the like the face of the show. And I found a clip where he basically like kind of explains like his role in like the whole thing, and it's pretty great.
Here's the thing. I was the face of the show, right? So just look, we talked about uninformed people earlier, right? I was the face of the show. You know what I'm saying? So people associate me with what happened to the car. I didn't do shit to that car. I didn't choose the paint. I didn't choose the theme. I didn't tell them to put the chandelier or the motherfucking frog pond or the motherfucking bouncy house or the ball jumpy. I didn't do none of that shit. But I was the face of the show. So I'll be, you know.
People probably after that came up and, like, there was the stories of the cars that didn't work. They probably were blaming you, and you're like, listen, I didn't do anything.
The story of my life. People on my timeline. Talking about it's fucked up what you did to that car. Mad. But these niggas is really mad on this shit. They be like, yo, is it really affecting your life like that? You got too much time on your hands, my nigga.
Way too much.
I love that guy. Yeah, people are fucking crazy. He didn't do anything to any of these cars. He just showed up, dropped it off, and picked it up for you later. It's kind of funny.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, and so, like, I can't express to you, like, it's kind of insane what they did to a lot of those cars. And none of those cars, I can almost guarantee, 95% of those cars did not last that long.
Oh, no.
Because the shit they did was so absurd, or it didn't last forever. Like, you can't put a pool in a fucking car. Like, that's not how automobiles work. That's not feasible. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I can't go to the gas station and put plus and then like, yo, I need some pool cleaner as well for my car. It's not happening. A fish tank, 4 PS4s, a bunch of monitors for like, you don't have any friends. Who are you inviting into your fucking car?
Yeah.
No one's getting in that shit. And so Exhibit was like really good at just laughing about everything that they were doing. It was just so ridiculous. And, you know, at times he would have a co-host or he wouldn't be there. And so they would have a special guest host, say, Chameleonaire. A name you have not heard in a long fucking time.
A really long fucking time.
Riding Dirty. And they only got him to host because of that fucking song.
Mm-hmm.
Riding Dirty, Pimp My Ride. Marketing genius. Whoever thought of that? Marketing genius. You know, and so there were so many PS2s and those TVs. I'm just like, this is a bygone era. I found a video of this guy. He found a Pimp My Ride van. He found a van that was pimped on the show that he bought it for maybe $500. It was like a Pontiac minivan, and it had like pink and purple trim, and it had a pull-out. It had a pull-out screen, and then it had, like, a mini neon floor on, like, the bottom, like, in the back for, like, a mini dance floor. It had 4 mini TVs that don't even exist anymore, and it just had, like, 2 PS2s and, like, a monitor and a big sound system in the back. I'm just like, who the fuck? Like, you can't take care of this car.
No.
And the whole thing was shot to shit, and it was pretty funny. And just useless accessories.
Pimp My Ride, but instead of like game consoles inside the car. It's like you get your you just get like the different parts replaced with newer, yeah, better parts.
In my car, I need a new radiator.
Yeah.
I need new antifreeze.
Got like, my throttle replaced.
Let's go. My engine, brand new. My transmission, pimped the fuck out. Your transmission, but it's all diamonds. That's real pimp shit right there. They also, I don't know if you could believe this, they also had a video game. Like, this was such a massive franchise. I'm about to blow your mind with, like, the shit. All the shows they had globally. All the spinoffs. Are you ready for this list?
Yes.
Strap the fuck in.
Oh, God.
All right. Pimp My Ride International, hosted by Fat Joe and Lil Jon. Pimp My Ride UK, hosted by Tim Westwood. Pimp My Ride, the Baltic version. It's just a bunch of Soviet cars that you just got to switch up and shit. Pimp My Ride Brazil, shout out. Pimp My Car Indonesia. And Pimp My Ride France. I don't know.
I want to know what the cultural differences were between them.
Oh,
we're That's not really done. What I want to know.
We're not done, by the way. Pimp My Fahrrad, that's in Germany. I don't know what that means. I'm sure that means car in German. And then that show also got a spinoff called Pimp My Whatever.
So they would pimp whatever?
Whatever. So, Catherine, what would you pimp out if you had a choice?
I think pimp out my kitchen.
Honestly, solid choice. I think I would too. It's a good decision. There's one called Pimp My Wheels in Italy, where literally all they do is restore scooters and Vespas.
Oh my God, I love that.
So dumb. And there's one in Holland, the Netherlands, called Pimp My Room. Shout out to the Dutch. That's where it's actually a competition show where they get college kids in the competition, and whoever wins gets their room, dorm, pimped out. Which is not a bad idea. And yeah, then there's another, I think it might be the same one in Brazil, called Pimp Male Feed. The show is actually about helping people become influencers and get influencer-type followers and rates on their Instagram.
Hmm.
So pimp my lack of self-respect.
Tag like, yourself.
What a franchise. And there was also an imitation show. I think you're going to laugh at this one, hopefully. It was on the Country Music Television Channel, and it was called Trick My Truck.
Oh, wait, no. I've definitely watched that.
Oh, my God. You've watched that?
Wait, was that the one with the 18-wheelers?
Yeah. It had tractor trailers.
If I'm being honest, I'm pretty sure I watched that more than I ever watched Pimp My Ride.
Oh, my
God. I don't know why, but I watched a lot of that as a kid.
It lasted 5 fucking seasons.
And that's on white culture. You said white people don't have culture. Trick My Truck is white people culture.
It is peak white culture.
Yeah.
It is.
I definitely watched that.
Yeah, they just like trick out tractor trailers and pickup trucks and even like dump trucks. And that also had a spinoff called Trick My Trucker, which is such a weird title, you know.
Is it like straight Queer Eye?
Yeah. It was to me. I think this was like their precursor to the new Queer Eye. I think this was like, you know, how do we take like conservative Americans and gay them the fuck up, make them wear pleats? I don't know.
No, it's the French tuck.
It's the French tuck. This is honestly what it is. And so it would just be a makeover show. But I was like, Trick My Trucker sounds like a prank show. You know what I mean?
Kind of does, yeah.
Make them drive 24 hours straight. And then when they get there, tell them it's the wrong place.
Yeah, it sounds like a competition to see who can prank the trucker the worst. You
know? Who can take all the shit they got to bring to the wrong spot first.
Yeah.
And they don't know. Who guesses it right is like the real thing. And so it's just crazy. And it was, I totally forgot that they had a video game. It was for the PS2, Xbox 360, and get ready for this to trigger you, the PSP.
Oh my God.
Oof, I know.
Who thought that existed?
Just chills down my spine. It's crazy. Yeah, I mean, I still enjoyed this show, but I think it was mainly for the host, like mainly for like Exhibit.
Yeah,
I actually like watching him. He's pretty funny. But other than that, everything is super scripted in what they did. And it's just, it's kind of fucked, like what they would do to the car sometimes. And they wouldn't let you sell the car.
I think it was the precursor to what's the like bad car mods.
What?
That's like a thing on the interwebs with like shitty car mods.
Oh yeah.
I feel like My Ride was the precursor to that.
100%, yeah. But it just, you know, just made it bad.
Yeah, but Pimp My Ride was glorifying it. Well, shitty car mods. It was like, why the fuck would someone do this to their car?
Yeah, like why would it put like a chandelier in my fucking car? Like, this is under like the pretense that you live in a nice neighborhood. And this all took place in LA. Your car is getting jacked.
Oh, for sure.
At some point. You have a chandelier in your car and four TVs. Like, you're gonna have to cover that shit up. And yeah, everyone's gonna know you went on Pimp My Ride because you're the only car on the block with neon colors and laser light shows coming out of your fucking car.
Yeah.
They set you up for a lot. They would totally screw you up. So, you ready for some fun facts, Catherine?
Let's hear it.
Here's one. It's thanks to Screen Rant. I should cite my sources. I'm really bad at that. One of the conditions of being on the show was signing a pretty lengthy contract that partially said what the owners were allowed to do once they were on the show. It's not like a Disney contract where talent signs away their ability to swear or be a normal teenager while representing the House of Mouse. However, participants on the show weren't allowed to say that the car was on Pimp My Ride if they tried to sell it.
Huh.
Yeah, so if you were going to keep the car for themselves, they were free to brag about being on the show. If they decided to sell it, there was a gag order. So you can't. So there was one person that tried to sell their car on eBay, saying it was from Pimp My Ride, and then the producers and the show would make them take it down.
Hmm.
I was like, zam. So that kind of fucking sucks. So Viacom owns it, right? Viacom owns every show you could ever imagine, every channel. So they own the Pimp My Ride franchise, and they've made legal threats against a number of small business owners over the use of words Pimp My.
That tracks.
They trademarked that in business names. So a business name. So there were people who would use Pimp My Pet, Pimp My Snack, have been threatened with legal action for an alleged breach of a trademark owned by Viacom. The website Pimp My Snack is now known as Pimp That Snack. Genius. Getting around those...
Love a loophole.
Those legal loopholes, man. We love loopholes. A lot of the upgrades were fake. Like, they were just added the last minute before the show started, before they revealed. They would just add random shit on it, like glue it on. And once they were done taping, they would hop that shit off.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the last few minutes are all dedicated to someone from the shop, usually Mad Mike, shout out to Mad Mike, taking a mini tour of the new car, showing off all the new cool shit that they have in their car. But a lot of the upgrades were fake and only there for the cameras. Someone who appeared on season 4 said that the car really needed a new muffler. This was an issue that he was able to recognize easily himself, even though he doesn't work on cars for a living. Instead of just fixing that muffler, the shop installed a fake exhaust pipe to make it look like that's what the car was supposed to sound like. It clearly wasn't. They put a fake, like, it's just a pipe. They should just put PVC and said we tried.
They went out of their way to not fix his car.
Yeah, that's the funny thing. A lot of the times they would pimp this car, but they wouldn't fix any of the actual internal problems in the fucking car.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I have a fish tank with carp in it, but I don't have any antifreeze. My engine is shot to shit. You know, yeah. My ignition's gone. I'm running out of brake fluid. Like, you know, shit like that. And so Someone also noted that some of the upgrades were fake, like a robotic arm that had been added for no other reason than to look cool. The arm didn't actually work on its own. It was actually controlled off-screen by someone entering commands into a laptop. I don't know why you need a robotic arm. Like, your car's a conveyor belt in Ford, you know, and it's just crazy. And how, like, some of the cool shit they put in, like, they would put lights in your seats.
Mm-hmm.
Like, old so LED lights. So your body glows. But then someone has said that, like, after, like, maybe 20 minutes, it got too hot and they couldn't sit in it.
Oh, jeez.
So it's just, like, why, you know, seat warmers. But when is it cold in L.A., honestly?
Yeah.
And so half the shit was just, like, kind of a waste. Like, you really fought to be on this show to only have probably a worse-off car.
Yeah.
That's, like, one of my favorite things.
More of a burden.
Yeah, anything. It's, like, one of my favorite things. Like, holy shit. You know, they never fix any of the actual mechanical issues, which is, like, yo, I got you a new paint job. Like, hey, my transmission.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to pimp something, pimp the functionality of my whip. Like, come on, man. Yeah, so a lot of modifications were only added for the big reveal, then they took it away. And, of course, the participants knew MTV was coming. If you watch any show ever, and people are surprised when someone's at the door, and they're like, oh, my God, they are mic'd up already. They've been new. The team was there hours prior till talent arrived. You know, of course we all know this, but some people don't.
Yeah.
So just to let you know, they knew Exhibit was coming. And also, a little fun fact, he was very nice. He was a very cool guy, even though he didn't hang out with people a lot, because it's just, he doesn't have to be there. But apparently a lot of people always said that he was very nice. He's real chill, real funny guy. They always had a tow truck. They always had a tow truck in hand. And there was one episode where it was kind of a big guy. And when they zoom into his car, there's a bunch of candy wrappers.
Mm-hmm.
Producers had thrown the candy in there to make it seem like he was just a fat guy
would
just throw food in his car.
Jeez.
And so they made him lie about it. It's like, yeah, you know, I just like to eat. And it's all fake. They just went the extra mile to make him look like a piece of shit. Like, terrible. It's like, why would you lie? Like, that's fat shaming. Terrible. Fat shaming in the 2000s? Crazy.
Boo.
Couldn't imagine. Could not have imagined.
It's not like the 2000s, you know, the decade of low-rise jeans.
Yeah, that low-rise decade. If anything, like, all the additions they put in these cars just made the cars worse. And sometimes they wouldn't even fix the actual car. They would they would trash that car and just get a new car. So whenever you see them, like, take the car apart and they're like, oh, let's take off this. And they start throwing shit around. They're just going to get a new car. They just trash it. It's so dumb. And most of the time, it's not going to take a week to do all that shit. They were in the shop for months. And mm-hmm. so these people have to leave their only car, their only way to get around the city of L.A. for months on end before they got their shit back.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, that sucks. And producers weren't... I think they would help them rent a car for the meanwhile.
Hmm.
Yeah. But I'm just like, that fucking sucks.
Yeah.
That fucking sucks. And so it was just, yeah, they were forced to rent cars. Excuse me. So they didn't even, they would just hand them $2,000 to rent a car. But I'm like, what's $2,000 for a few months though to rent a car? How much is it to rent a car? It's expensive. Yeah. It's kind of horseshit, but you know. And, of course, the contestants, whenever they see the card, they had to fake the reactions. Mm-hmm. And there was one guy that they had to coach through multiple takes to get the reaction of a cool thing in the back of his car. Like, whoa, sick! Could you imagine fake acting, Catherine? Are you frozen? Shit. I thought Catherine was just glaring at me with complete disappointment. Catherine, are you alive? Oh my God, oh no. Oh shit, she lost power. Holy fuck. We're on a phone call now. Yo.
What's up?
All right, so I guess the podcast is over today. So final verdict, I guess, is bring this show back. So after all that, all those fun facts, we are now in past like the technical difficulty stage of our podcast. This is quality content, right, Catherine?
Oh yeah.
This is quality content. So, our final verdict for this show is bring this show back, I guess. I want to see what people do. I think bring it back. I want to see what people do to current shitty cars. Like, I want to see what they can do with a 2009 Ford Focus. Like, I want to see what they can do with a 2012, like, Camry, you know, that's gone to shit. Like, I really want to see what crazy shit they can do. How many PS5s are we going to throw into these vans and cars?
Oh, jeez.
So, bring back X to the Z exhibit. I want to see that guy on TV more, man. I want to see it. All right, so that's the end for this episode this week. Be sure to like and subscribe. 5-star review. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody. We are here and we're alive and we're global.
Hell yeah.
Ain't that right?
Hell yeah.
So, next episode, I want everyone to get ready. We will be talking about the goddess, the queen, Miss Art Pop herself, Lady Gaga. We will have a very special guest who is a super fan that I know of Lady Gaga, who literally has traveled thousands of miles to see her live to only come back home the following day for one chance to see her live. Jeez. And I've seen her live multiple times. This man is an insane fan. And there's no other person I want in the show but him. So I want his perspective. I want the inside mind of a super Lady Gaga fan.
Great.
Because I'm a fan, but I'm nothing compared to this guy.
Yeah.
So I'm hype, and get hype for Lady Gaga.
So hype.
All right. We are out of here. Goodbye.
Bye.